Lincoln.com today.
Delaney broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, under 10 feet of snow, actually, in some areas. What a crazy trip it was to get to D.C. just in time, because snow fell for 6 hours straight, and that's a big story. It's funny, because you would think the State of the Union and the aftermath, talking about the deficit and the budget and picking apart what the president had to say, the pros and the cons, the good, the bad, and the ugly of it all, would be the biggest story going. But it really wasn't. The biggest story out of D.C. has to do with the white stuff on the ground. So we will go back and look again at the State of the Union address. And I'll tell you about some of the things that are coming up here on America Tonight in the next day or two in the following weeks as we're getting the skinny on healthcare, getting all the facts, looking at it from all angles as to whether or not it needs to be ripped up and completely thrown out, or can piecemealing some things together work? That's what we're going to be doing here in D.C. But before we get to it, like I said, the big story has to be, and not just in Washington, but in the Eastern Seaboard, the big story has to be what's happened now with this really fast-moving snowstorm that started to coat Washington and forced the cancellation of just hundreds of flights, especially in New England and up and down the East Coast, as I watched it fall and saw the terrible traffic snarls that happened. A city that has the worst traffic already, just caught in a hornet's nest. I know some of you in the Midwest listening to this show are probably laughing when you say 6 to 10 inches. The panic was already ensuing before the snow started to fall. Here's what some of the people on the street thought about all the snowfall.
I work at the Department of Justice. I picked my son up from daycare because they closed at 5 and took the train home. We're going to go and drink some hot chocolate.
Have I been waiting for the snow? I've been dreading the snow. I would rather be in Florida.
Yeah, so there you go. See, the one guy, he couldn't tell you enough how he was picking up his son and taking him to go have hot chocolate. And that's truly what it was like. People all over the tube, as I was watching television from the hotel room at one point in D.C., were talking about the fact that how much snow had fallen, and immediately federal workers were sent home. And the snow covered Philadelphia. It covered parts of New York. Certainly New England really, really, really got it. And the big news is for people that were traveling, the cancellation of so much of those flights. New York is supposed to get up to 12 inches of snow, and you know what that's like in New York. I'm sure Mayor Bloomberg already has called out all the trucks and sent the cameras out after them to make sure, where are they going to snow plow? Nashville, Central Tennessee had about 4 inches of snow on Wednesday. And what was interesting is the airlines preemptively deciding, okay, we're going to scrap some flights. We're not going to wait to see what happens. American Airlines, for example, they canceled 280 flights for Wednesday, and then they canceled, you know, 65 to 100 more for Thursday between D.C. and Boston, because you have to remember a lot of people commute in to the capital, or they're there for various reasons, like we're here to talk about healthcare. And many of the things that were going to happen were postponed for the early morning hours and pushed later into the afternoon. Now, there was some discussion, certainly, about the State of the Union address, the aftermath, if you will. Like I mentioned, so much had to do with weather conditions and people scurrying to get away from their offices. But there still was some discussion about, in particular, these new CBO numbers, the U.S. budget deficit. Can you believe it? It's just such a stunning number. And, you know, we talk about this all the time. We know the number. Wrapping your brain around the number is such a different thing, though. How do you think of a number, $1.5 trillion. How do you think of that in terms of just how big it is? I mean, that is a chilly, frightening figure. And coming out the morning after the president called for a five-year freeze on domestic budgets that are passed by Congress each year. But those non-defense programs make up only, if you really crunch the numbers, which even with my limited math skills come up to 8% of the $3.7 trillion budget, which means the upcoming deficit reduction package as a whole will slow down some of the bleeding, and it will curb certainly some popular benefit programs, and that means Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid health programs, all of that, food stamps, but it's not going to completely solve the situation whatsoever. It's just a drop in the bucket. Now, there has been a call for it. I don't know how many of you have been paying attention to this, so let's enlighten you here quickly. There has been a call for a 15 cents a gallon increase in the gas tax and eliminating or completely scaling back, in some sense, some of the tax breaks. And that would mean like the child tax credit, mortgage interest deduction, deduction claimed by people who provide health care. We know how sticky that is. In exchange for rate cuts on corporate and income taxes. And this isn't going over well either. There's been kind of an ugly thud out of D.C. Now, the CBO is predicting that, for the kind of numbers they pump out, is predicting that the deficit will fall to $551 billion, not to slam you with numbers, by 2015. So that would be down 3%, I guess, the size of the economy. The bottom line is the ship is sinking fast, and I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be surprised when they have to take some form of a hit that they're really not expecting to take. And unfortunately, despite all of what was said in the State of the Union address, it really is going to come to the people who can afford it least. It's going to hit the middle class and a lot of older people on fixed incomes when some of the programs are slashed. And as I said, it will only be a drop in the bucket because there's so much more that is needed. All right, Obamacare, or the health care law, however you want to call it, is on the radar for the Republicans, as we all know. And Republican lawmakers in about a dozen states or so are reaching into American history, really. You know, it's that whole constitutional challenge to fight Barack Obama's health care overhaul. And Idaho representatives on Wednesday introduced a measure in a committee, and this is how it all starts, that would start the nullification process, the nullification, and that's Tom Jefferson's 18th century doctrine that gives states the final say, as all of you know, in constitutional matters, instead of the Supreme Court. What do you think the chances are that this will work? Is it a ploy that's just an empty shot over the bow, or something that has some real teeth? We're going to talk about it next and fill in the blanks here on the flip side of America Tonight.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no real rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed. From AffinityDiet.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Once again, folks, we're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. If you want to throw in your two cents on the states and their new form of a challenge, at least some of them, over the health care law, certainly feel free to do that. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You have to do it in this segment that's coming up. We're going back to an argument we had a couple of days ago, actually, about the birth certificate and the crazy challenges that have now ensued as a result of the governor of Hawaii opening up the can of worms again as to whether or not the president should have to produce a birth certificate. I mean, that's part of the conversation, certainly, that's out there. There are all kinds of conspiracies and theories about it, and it's now turned into more of a mainstream, even, conversation. And I know I've said this several times on the air. I think I would write a thank you note to the governor of Hawaii saying, gee, thanks, but no thanks for your help in supporting me by making this issue certainly becoming part of the debate once again. Even from the White House, you have Robert Gibbs, who just grins when he's asked questions about what's going on with that. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that just yet. That's coming up because there's nothing new really on that front. I mentioned it before we stepped away, the Republican challenges that are out there in trying to do something about health care, trying to figure out a way to block the overhaul that's already started to kick in. And the thing that I mentioned was this nullification deal, and it's something you have to go back to way back into the beginning of our history. And like I said, the 18th century dusted off this piece of a doctrine that would give states the actual final say in anything that's constitutional. I think it's a big stretch, certainly, but Alabama, Kansas, Maine, Missouri, Montana, Oregon, Nebraska, Texas, and even Wyoming are also thinking about weighing the option of pursuing this course. So then you have to ask yourself, when you're talking about anything with the Constitution and laws, you think of scholars and their point of view and how much of a chance nullification thing would have. But most of the scholars on constitutional law say that the people who are proposing to do this or the states that may decide to do this won't win because, and I think all of you even driving around in your car right now, I know you could answer this question. It's not a trick question. What would be the answer to this? Well, federal laws are the supreme law of the land. Federal laws stand. However, it's a smart move to at least be on record and try to, I think, challenge it anyway, but it probably falls flat. They're still going to do it. They're still going to try to do it. And like I said, it's several lawmakers that are doing it, and mostly from Idaho. They're the reps that decided to make the challenge official, and a couple of other states want to throw in on this too. Here's our daily salute of the day. I want to make sure I get this in. Gabby Giffords, because so many of you, to your credit, so many of you haven't just left this story in the dust and have asked me on a constantly on a daily basis, what's the latest? What have you heard? Do you know anything different than what's really being reported on her condition? Somebody even sent me an email, and it's interesting because I thought the same thing. They haven't shown the congresswoman. They've showed usually her husband. You can tell he's sitting with her by her bed, whether she was outside at the hospital or whether he was sitting by her bed at the State of the Union address, you know, whatever it was, but they're not showing her face, and that makes sense because of I'm sure after being shot, what she looks like and the fact that she had a breathing tube and, you know, all that sort of stuff. They don't want to release a picture like that. But apparently she's getting better and better by the day, which is why she was able to go to that rehab facility in Houston. And boy, I don't think I've heard doctors this optimistic on somebody that has been shot just, what, 2.5-3 weeks ago. And she's going to get the speaking valve in. And for anybody who's had a relative that's gone through that, where they've been in a coma or in intensive care and whatnot, it's a big deal when they get to the point where they put the valve in, because she'll work with a speech pathologist and start to speak, be able to speak. And then eventually the goal is, and they would take the tube out. They would put it in and take it out so that she could speak. They wouldn't want to strain her. But if they're already at that process, I'd say that is just absolutely incredible, the rate of her recovery. Absolutely incredible. Also, a couple of you have emailed me about this earlier in the day, and it's worth noting here. How often do we talk about recalls in, you know, when I say fill in the blanks, how often do we talk about recalls when it comes to our cars? Well, Ford is actually part of the recall brigade now. They're recalling the Windstar minivans, and they say the reason is because of the steering. I don't know anybody who has one of these vans, although I have actually seen them on the road. They say about 500,000 models, maybe a little bit less than that, in some of the colder places have been affected, because that's what happens to the steering column, they believe. And it's the minivans, just in case you're listening and you are one of those rare people that has it, 1999 to 2003, and 22 states and the District of Columbia, there have been some problems with this. Ford says there's been 7 crashes and 5 minor injuries, all connected to this recall, and they got to fix the brackets and the mounts because it could separate actually from the minivan subframe and cause that the driver to lose control. Scary when you think about it, and how tough that would be with the steering rack and the front suspension. If, you know, what happens if the mount separates from the frame? Well, what do you think happens? Well, you're not going to get much of your steering there. You're going to be frantically trying to figure out how to control the vehicle, because it'll be out of control. And you think of, I was thinking when this with the snowstorm, road salt during the winter. So, and I guess this is where some of the problem is. Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, a lot of you listening to me in Kentucky, in Maine, in Vermont, in West Virginia. And sadly, what happened, and usually this is how recalls get started, there was a 28-year-old man from Massachusetts who was killed a few months ago when the rear of his Windstar, the axle, actually cracked in half, and he crashed into a building. And certainly the family had no idea that there was any kind of a problem with it, and that's what started to really point out, boy, we got to look at this with this minivan. He had absolutely no control, slammed into a building, and his family just at a loss of words as to how that could happen. And it's something, unfortunately, that has happened to several of these vans. So as we continue to fill in the blanks, quickly, I want to jump to a few other things on the day. There's always so much. So you got to love it. When we go live, it's unbelievable, I think, how much actually happens in that 24-hour period. Just incredible. We talk so much about business and what do we do, how do we take control of things, and the stock market is so funky. It's up and down. It's like legalized gambling, let's face it. But the Dow actually topped 12,000 for the first time since June of 2008, and that's at least a day of good news anyway, but it didn't really hold those gains. And that's the important thing. 12,000 is such a magical number for stocks because you have the blue chippers that traded above it for most of the day, but then they started to fall late in the afternoon. So there were still some gains, but if it could just get up over that, it's psychologically, if it could get up over that 12,000 mark. And of course, we know the stock market moves on news, and a lot of times it's negative news. If it's positive, the arrows usually go up. But it was profit forecasts from big companies like Boeing and Xerox that I think had an effect on the market. And looking down at a couple of other things that might have been part of it, you always politics play some role in this, and the State of the Union, did that help investors? Did that help the stock market? I talked to someone earlier in the day, and I asked him that question. He's a broker, and he said, you know, it's funny. The calls for lower tax rates on businesses actually help. Actually, that kind of news may give you a little bit of a bounce, and that's probably part of what we saw earlier. Send me your thoughts on the show. You know how to do that. You can get us on Twitter or Facebook. Go through americatonight.net, and we're kicking the can down the road. That conversation about birthers coming up around the bend.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Next segment. Do the Bears have a wussy quarterback, which means no Super Bowl for them? Can you solve that mystery? Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Or, of course, you can always call 800-259-5791. In our next segment, we're going to hit it up in sports shorts. But before we go there, speaking of mysteries solved, you know, all of us have some mystery. It's like when you're a kid. You know, when you're a kid, and I guarantee we all have this in common, unless you were so bloody quiet you never really said anything. There's a point that you could ask anyone in your family where you just kept pounding home the whys. Why this? Why that? I mean, to things that really, in some cases, had no explanation. But you're a kid. You want to know the answer to everything. Why doesn't point A go to point B and then to C and then D? And, you know, certain things don't add up, and you want to know why things happen. Why does this happen? Or how does this happen? You know, pick it. Pick it either way. And I have to say, mystery solved. Now it is getting so much on my nerves. At first, I really could care less, but now it's so much on my nerves because I'm so sick of hearing about it. I'd love to find out the mystery of the birth certificate of Barack Obama. And why am I bringing this up? Because now, thanks to the governor of Hawaii, it's really in everybody's wheelhouse. And what's interesting is Hawaii is saying, I'm just going to use Hawaii as a whole. Hawaii is saying, the state of Hawaii, that forget it. They're not releasing any birth certificate. They're not going to do it. They're not going to release the birth certificate. So in the midst of the new controversy, I think it's always been there. You know, it was started, and then there was a phony one that was floated. It was definitely phony. And once somebody dug into it, it was easy to uncover that was a phony birth certificate. A birth certificate, by the way, said that he was born in Kenya. So, you know, that doesn't help the real deal if you're trying to figure out the real deal. So now what's happened is they're going in a different direction. They're saying, we're not going to release birth information. We're not going to do it. Because why? And I know I've talked about this before, but just so everybody knows, there is a privacy law that actually shields birth certificates. And the governor, Neil Abercrombie, who started this whole thing and who's a Democrat and is a friend of Barack Obama's, is saying, forget it. He's just abandoning the whole idea. He was on the war path to dispel all the notions that the president was born outside of Hawaii. Now he's saying, no, I'm not, forget it, I'm done. Because it's been like a rabid feeding frenzy. He's the governor of Hawaii, but his phone rings off the hook. He gets a billion emails, maybe a slight exaggeration, a lot of emails from people who say, okay, tell us, show us, you said you were going to do this. And the state attorney general told the governor, listen, keep your lips shut. Privacy laws actually bar him from disclosing an individual's birth documentation without the person's consent. So there's nothing that the governor can do to have a birth certificate produced because it's up to the person themselves. So Barack Obama would have to request the birth certificate for that to happen. And Abercrombie was a friend of Obama's parents, knew him as a kid, launched that investigation, started to tell everybody about it, and wanted to get to the bottom of it and said he was going to release the information about his birth back in August of 1961. Because he said he was bothered by all the birthers, the so-called birthers, or just people who were questioning his birthplace because he was sick of it. He was sick of hearing that argument. And he hit a dead end when the state attorney general said, you're restricted. You don't have access to this. The president has to decide if he wants, you know, he can request it and release it, but that's it. Now, you have this other thing that's happened, and I think we probably once or twice have said something about this because I haven't talked about it that much. Because, frankly, we have so many things of great importance, really, that we're usually talking about. Then forget it. He's president. And the birth certificate controversy, we're never going to get to the end of it. Never. Especially now with the privacy laws. So Hawaii's health director said in 2008 and 2009 that she saw and verified the original records and the birth notices in two papers were published within days of his birth at a hospital in Honolulu. And again, this health department person confirmed that his name is in the alphabetical list of people born in Hawaii. And it's in bound copies that you can go and look at. You can go and see it. It's called an index data. That's a clever name. Go to the index data when you're in Honolulu. But anyway, it shows a listing for Obama, Barack Hussein, male. That's what it says. And they said that they have their records within the department, period. And, you know, they're that it's there. Now, I've also, even myself, because I'm tired of it too, even though it's just very much a sidebar deal with America Tonight, but because the governor brought it up again, it's become a bigger buzz, and you've had people talk about it. You've had lots of people talk about it and say crazy things about here, whether it's here or there or Kenya or whatever. So the Obama campaign actually, and I checked on this, issued, remember, that certificate of live birth when he was running. And it was a document from the state that showed his city name along with his parents' names and races and all that. So are we not buying that? And you can go to Hawaii.gov health vital records /Obama to look at the responses if you're, you know, if you're curious about that, because it talks about this index data stuff, and it's got you know, the list there that I just mentioned, the birth index thing, and then it's got some other things listed if you're curious. I'm sure that probably has been out there. I could be wrong about that, but Hawaii law actually bars the release of the birth info. I wonder if that's going to change the way people look at other people when they run. I mean, now are you going to have to be processed? almost like somebody going through immigration. We have to process you to make sure all your papers are in order and it's not all BS what you're saying. We need to see that your degree is really a real degree and that you're... I mean, I'm making light of it, but I'm wondering if that's going to be the norm now, okay? So the question does become, was he definitely not born here, or was he born here and this is the Hawaii law, and so there it is if you go and look at it, or, you know, whatever. And I said this, I initially really thought of the birth certificate stuff as really a non-issue. But now the thing is, I think the Democrats have made it worse. This governor of Hawaii has made it worse because they keep circling around this whole issue to make it very suspicious. So they're raising the suspicions. If I'm the head of the Democratic Party, first of all, I want to strangle the governor. If I'm playing devil's advocate and I'm on that side and I'm saying, dude, what did you do? You sunk our battleship. Whatever. Whatever. So the question really to me is, when we say mystery solved, we used to do a segment on that. Why should he release it? Or should he just say, you know what? I mean, is this the president's way of, let's say the birth certificate's normal, he was born in Hawaii, whatever, he spent time in Kenya. Is this his way to flip the bird to everyone and say, you know what? Screw it. I'm president. I'm not going down that road. Forget it. And whenever it's brought up to the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, he just kind of grins and smirks and, you know, doesn't really say anything. I mean, he does the same thing. He does the shuck and jive thing. And I don't know. I'm just thinking, if you're Obama, are you stooping by doing that? Because there's so many other things. And if you think this is just a gotcha move by the other party to say, you know, I'm moving beyond that. Or does it make you suspicious? So what's interesting is the Hawaii governor has to give up. And he says, listen, they won't let me. I can't go any further. It's against Hawaiian law. So the state attorney general's shutting me down. But then you have Eric Cantor, who's saying, Republican, 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 who's saying, look, I believe this guy is a U.S. citizen. I mean, I believe it. I believe he's a U.S. citizen. He's the new Republican House Majority Leader, and he doesn't think questions about Obama's citizenship need to play a role in any of these policy matters whatsoever, because he's 2 years into this and this whole birthers thing. What Cantor's saying is, I don't think it's an issue we need to address. We need to be worried about policy making right now. It's not all this other stuff. And he was on Meet the Press and he said he wouldn't go down the crazy lane. He refused to call anybody crazy. But because he said he didn't think it was nice to call anyone crazy, but he said he doesn't believe it. He thinks he is a citizen. I don't know. Issue, non-issue. What do you say, America?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Conversation, thanks to the governor of Hawaii, in part. Talk about shooting your party in the foot. Thanks to that, the conversation has gone full scale. You know, it's not off the charts with, hey, only the loonies, only the netballs are talking about this. Now there's more discussion over it and whether or not it's something we should be concerned about. Or Eric Cantor says, you know, basically he's saying, cut the crap, who cares? And I think Cantor's partially saying that because he's focused on the whole policy thing, healthcare, repeal, all of the Republican agenda, and not to be sidetracked by the sideshow, plus thinking that Obama's not going to be a repeat. He's not going to be a two-term president. However, if you look lately at the president's approval ratings, they have dramatically shot up. For what it's worth. Now, it's not 2012. It's not the election year. Things are just gearing up. So I think that we're going to hear probably even more about this whole birth certificate thing. I did get a couple of emails. I'm going to go to those quickly here on America Tonight. And then I'm going to take some of those phone calls, 800-259-5791. Here's one from Ella. She says, Kate, you're a smart lady. Ugh, why did you open up this can of worms, as you are fond of saying? This will bring out all the looty, fringe nutballs to talk about this whole birth certificate thing. Who gives a crap about the birth certificate? Too bad the guy's in. Let's say it's not valid. He is not a citizen of the United States. At this point, does it really matter? Shouldn't the fight be for the next time around? I'm no Obama fan. I don't think he'll get two terms. So why even go down that road and give the other side more ammunition? All right, here's another one. This one's from Big Jake in Austin, Texas. And Big Jake says, Kate, do you really think Obama is not a citizen of the U.S.? I heard what you said about not really giving the issue much credence because there was bigger fish to fry. And I thought to myself, bravo, this girl has brains. But then you started to go down the path. However, apparently this has been part of what was on the Sunday shows. You mentioned Eric Cantor, so I'm going to give you a pass on that one. I don't believe that people give this much credence. There's a reason why they call them conspiracy theories. Everybody's got a slew of them. Some people become famous by writing books and talking about conspiracy theories. Oh, I hope you don't go in this direction. You're too good to fall for those traps. And then I got this one from you, David, chatting me up. He says, Kate, if it was a plain U.S. citizen, we would have to produce it and couldn't get away with what this Oval Office idiot is getting away with. And the government can do whatever they want. He also says they've been paid off, all that kind of stuff. And basically some others go down that kind of that same path. There is one. This one's here from She-Devil. I got in an email. Wow, this really ignited the conversation. She-Devil says, oh, Kate, boy, these fools, these nincompoops with one brain cell who watch American Idol and have nothing better to do than waste their time wondering about Obama and his birth certificate. I hope he gets elected again. Shame on all the people who want to constantly bring this up. I don't blame the White House for not producing it. I'd flip them the bird, too. As you said, maybe that's what the administration is doing. Wow. All right, let's go to Sam in Montreal. Sam, we got a bunch of people lined up, so you got your chance to make it quick. Hey, Sammy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Why bring it up now? He's been in the White House for 2 years.
Well, that's what I think. I think he's been in the White House for 2 years. At this point, you know, sometimes we'll get calls, impeach him. That ain't happening, folks.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I'm not sure of it. I'll walk naked to New Jersey if the guy gets impeached. It's not happening. So I think Eric Cantor is trying to say that. He's trying to say, listen, we got all this list of things we want to happen. The whole spending deal, we got to get out of this deficit. We're trying to work on the healthcare thing. Oh, let's not be pulling in this direction because we're already into 2011. 2012 is the election year. Just let it go. He didn't say it in those words. He was careful what he said. But I think that's what he means, and that's what he means by the Republicans. You know, just I think he's, you know, he said it's a non-issue, basically.
Okay. Oh, by the way, as I'm speaking to you right now, it's only minus 15 out here.
Minus 15. Sammy, stay warm. Sammy says, who cares? He's already in office. All right, Dan in Texas. He's our impeachment man. Hey, Dan.
Madam President.
Yes.
I shall not delve into this Kenyan's illegal enterprise. I shall tell you something that he has done.
Okay.
He loaned $2 billion to Brazil for offshore oil drilling while shutting down ours.
It's true.
The greatest stockholder in that little enterprise of down there that is doing the oil drilling is George Soros, who gave Obama his biggest chunk of change and for his election. And George Soros is the number one stockholder down there for the $2 billion. So George is going to get his money right back because the Chinese have already signed contract to buy all of the oil produced from that routine. Now, his regulations that he's put through on businesses is stifling him, and he will not let up on the little tiny guy. He's going to break us one way or another. It was all designed with a plan. This guy is the illegal president, and he wants to ruin America. And that's just one of the things that he's done. I'll give you some more in the future. But this man is absolutely an enemy of America.
All right, Dan. Dan says he's an enemy of America. You have a good one. Tomas, we slide over from Texas to Michigan. We're up against it. Go ahead, Tomas. What do you think?
Well, I think that now's the time for you to interview Larry Sinclair. And from there...
Well, are you his PR person?
I think so. No. But you know what? Jack LaLanne died today at 96.
I know.
And for people who don't know who he was, he's the one who started the first TV physical fitness show at the age of 70, handcuffed and shackled. He towed 70 boats with 70 people, 1.5 miles at Long Beach Harbor.
Crazy.
And, you know, there's a long list of crazy stuff he did. But, you know, from there we can go to the football. You were talking about a pamsy-whamsy quarterback. I think the two teams that got to the Super Bowl have the two toughest quarterbacks. And the two teams that didn't get there, they had wimpy quarterbacks.
There you go. I like that hard hitting. They had wimpy quarterbacks, and that's why they're not going. Tomas, thank you. I'm going to pick up that thread. Appreciate the call. And in switching gears with us, that's good because I wanted to bring up the games just briefly here. Green Bay beating Chicago. The final score was 21-14. It was really the third string quarterback who made all the difference in the world, really, for the Bears to even get what they did against Green Bay, because at the halfway point, Green Bay was leading 14-0. And then so Jay Cutler goes out in the third quarter, supposedly with a knee injury. People are burning his jersey, saying he's a wuss, and that it was more of a trumped-up thing because he was playing sucky and throwing the ball basically at the feet of his receivers. Then you have Pittsburgh beating the Jets 24-19. The first half was terrible for the Jets. They couldn't get anything going. I mean, they were punting more than anything. And, of course, in the end, it was too late in the second half as they tried to make a comeback, and they were. They started to put points on the board. They ultimately couldn't get close enough to push it into overtime, and both of those teams are gone. Though Sanchez, I don't know if I would call Sanchez a wimp. I would say he still is young and inexperienced and showed some things that weren't so great in the first half of that game. Now, Jay Cutler, different story. They're burning his jersey in Chicago. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.